The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
We've got assignments to do for God's plan. And I think one of those assignments is not to be deceived by where we spend our time, where we invest our time. How much time do we hang out in non-essential and certainly things that are not productive for us? Well, a lot of that relates to screen time. And today we're going to be talking about screen time, your screen time. And my question is, are you drowning in screen time? Well, that's the title of a book that we're going to be sharing right now. It is our Salem Book of the Month, reminding you that I have 2 signed copies and 3 additional copies, 5 to give away by the end of the month. And David Morrow, who is the author of that book, is joining me this afternoon. And David is the director of Church for Men, which is an organization dedicated to restoring a healthy, a life-giving masculine spirit in Christian congregations. He's also the author of Why Men Hate Going to Church. That may have a little bit of a tone with some of you out there. It's an inspirational bestseller with more than 150,000 copies in print, and it's in 12 different languages. It was reviewed by the Wall Street Journal, The Post, Washington Post, The New York Times. He's frequently with Dr. James Dobson on Family Life Today, which is his radio program. He's involved with many local broadcasts around the country, as well as a contributor for Christianity Today, Leadership Journal, Outreach Magazine, and more. Well, he lives in Alaska, but he also has a winter home in Phoenix, so that's where he may be today. Welcome, if you will, the author of Drowning in Screen Time, David Morrow. David, good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, this is a touchy subject for some, and when we first started talking and promoting it, everybody was saying, well, the kids, and we're saying, oh, no, forget the kids, though they're important. This book speaks to the adults in the room, if we can find them. So tell us, why is all this technology potentially damaging to us, especially in the area of, well, how we really get along with others and how many friends we don't really have?
Well, you know, screens are designed to heighten your anxiety. The human brain is designed to respond to threats, and we go into fight or flight mode. And that's what we see mainly on our screens. You know, the news doesn't tell us the good news. It tells us the bad news because that's more interesting to us. And so what we do is when we watch our screens hour after hour, you know, cable news or we're on the Internet, and we see this nonstop parade of corruption and, you know, dysfunction and rioting, and we see all these things, and we being that way. So yeah, it's causing a lot of anxiety. It's causing a lot of depression. The average American spends 9 hours a day looking at screens. That's not counting the time we're Zooming for work and school. So it's become, you know, screens have really become the object of our worship. It's what we spend our eyes, you know, we're not fixing our eyes on Jesus. Our eyes are fixed on our screens, and they're deceiving us about the nature of the world around us.
So there's many different ways that we need to be thinking about and praying about our screen time. And there's many different levels or layers, if you will, that causes issues. For instance, this afternoon, before you even get to any of the content or the time that we're spending, throughout the day, I have come to wear special glasses that fit over my regular glasses that do some, I think it's a screening of the blue light. So you have no idea how this may or may not be impacting you, and that's why we're talking about this this afternoon. Now, you know, you've got folks that are out there playing games, and I mean that in terms of technology, and so they're playing games with other people online. You've right now you've got a literal war in our area just among Christians. Those who supported Mr. Trump, those who didn't support Mr. Trump, and I've been kind of on them for several days to quit it, you know, stop it, you know, the whole idea about going after somebody in social media because you don't have the character, excuse me, you don't have the guts to do it in person, so we do a lot of things which gets us in bad habits because of it being online. And then now we're addicted to YouTube because they know how to keep giving us the content like clickbait to keep us in there. Talk about that, because some folks may not really realize how all this technology is really coordinated to keep us glued in.
Well, it's really true. The producers of screen content know the thing. I mean, I've worked in the screen content for 40 years. I'm actually a television producer by trade. And so I know the tricks that people like me use to keep you involved, engaged in your screens. I don't know if you remember when we were younger, they used to have commercials after TV shows. Well, they don't do that anymore. It just rolls from one to the next because they try to keep you glued in. You know, social media doesn't have a bottom of the webpage. It just rolls and rolls and scrolls and scrolls. Newspaper, news, online news sites are the same thing. We have a 24-hour news cycle now. The news never ends. There's CNN, there's Fox News, there's MSNBC, all telling us the things we want to hear. So, yes, it's definitely there are a lot of tricks that the media companies are using to keep us engaged, keeping us clicking, swiping, and buying the products that advertisers are trying to sell us.
Hmm. And the question is, David, is what kind of quality of life do we really want? Do we really want to have a sold-out life to Jesus Christ? This is our Christian audience. Do we want to be sold out to Jesus Christ, which means we 100% trust him, and wise enough not to trust anything we may see online or on cable TV? And do we really realize where we're spending our time? Many people listening this afternoon are Christians, but they're spending a lot of time on various screens, and they've either forgotten or they have no idea what quality, relaxed, interpersonal, live relationships time really is to bring us the sort of joyfulness, the rejoicing, and the peace. Talk about that.
Well, you know, that's really timely. You know, I just posted on my blog at davidmurrow.com. My latest post is about that very thing. You know, our screens get us focusing on managing the world's problems. That's God's job. Our job is to love our neighbor. And so if we're constantly fixated on what's happening in Washington, D.C., or Minneapolis, or Moscow, or anywhere else, and we're not loving the people around us, the devil has essentially sidelined us. He's got us focused on what we can't do anything about, got us agitated about that. Meanwhile, the world we're supposed to be impacting, the people around us, is going unreached because we're so focused on the things that God is supposed to be taking care of, and we're trying to manage the world for him. So, yeah, the screens definitely show us a bigger world, and, you know, we think, well, you know, I want to stay informed. Yeah, stay informed for 30 minutes and then turn the darn thing off and go love your neighbor, and that's how we're going to win the world.
I tell you what a wise word. David Morrow is with us this afternoon, author of the book Drowning in Screen Time, and we are drowning. And this book is for you if you're an adult, if you're a parent, if you're a teacher. How about you, pastors? How about you, ministers? Is it time for you to reclaim their real lives? We used to remember Dr. D. James Kennedy, Reclaim America. Well, it's time to reclaim your life, and you got a glorious life here on earth when you have that relationship with the Lord. Don't sell yourself cheap or your life cheap by just staying on the social media platforms. Now, you know, we talk about various addictions on the Bill Bunkley Show from time to time, and we talk about mental health, but I want to tell you that you may resist it, but many of you are addicted. And in that addiction, you're really being robbed. Talk about some things, David, that people can ask themselves to determine if they are, in fact, addicted.
Yeah, great question, Bill. I think probably the quickest way to tell if you're addicted is, are you a mindless screen time user? Like if you're standing in line at the grocery store, do you look around and see people and maybe pray for them? Or do you quickly whip out your phone and start going onto Facebook or playing Candy Crush or something else? When you first come home, do you greet your family or do you immediately turn on the TV? Or do you pick up the game controller and kind of ignore your family members? You know, there's so many times that we are just preempting the normal interactions that where, you know, God really shows up when we interact with other people. But the problem is we're filling in those empty spaces in our schedule, every spare moment we have sitting at the airport or, you know, anywhere we happen to be. And we're filling those in with screen time. And that's how we're missing out on the bigger life that God has for us.
And remember, though, we have five books we'll be giving away at the end of the month. I'm suggesting that you go to wherever fine books are sold and order your copy today of Drowning in Screen Time by David Morrow, because I want to tell you that if it's not you, somebody you know needs to start taking a healthy look at the time you're investing in as we try to assist you of getting in very intimate contact with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in your life. This is something that is urgent and urgent right now. You know, I want to talk about anxiety that can come because of all of this screen time. But, you know, one thing I want to ask you to comment on, I've got a 15-year-old son, and In Florida, he can begin driving on a temporary permit with someone who's over 21, like his mom or I. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when the kids get in the car, it's funny, whenever you're driving down the road and you see the cars that have the screens and the visors in the back seat. So from the time they're toddlers, they're soaking up the videos. And then when the kids get their phone or in the car, I don't know how many times that, and I know I echo everybody else, I say, son, why don't you put your phone down for a few minutes, see what's going on. How are you going to find your way around town when you never look up when we're driving around? And in a year, you want to be out there driving on your own. Talk about that.
Well, it's true. I mean, our screens are impinging our ability to navigate. You know, and you bring up a good point here. You know, a lot of kids have screen time starting from the, you know, even before they're a year old. And a lot of parents are giving their kids tablets at age 3 and 4 as entertainment devices. And, you know, you say to the parents, you know, really shouldn't do that. Parents say, oh, we've got it all locked down. It's parental controls are on it. None of that bad stuff can get on it. What you're doing is you're teaching your children to turn to screens for entertainment the moment they are bored. And so you are habituating them to a world where they are being constantly entertained by someone else. Instead of learning to find joy and entertainment in real life, you're teaching them to find their entertainment in screen life. And so a lot of tree forts aren't being built. A lot of bicycles aren't being ridden. A lot of outdoor activities aren't taking place because kids are glued to their screens. And that's where they go for fun. That's where they go for entertainment. That's where they go for ideas. And as they grow older, that's kind of a scary proposition because you know all the bad content that comes through our screens. And, you know, if that's your go-to, is to go to a screen for entertainment to keep your mind occupied, you're going to be in a tough spot as you become an adult.
We're going to come back in a moment. David's going to be with us. But real quick, how does one get plugged into your blog?
DavidMurrow.com. Just come and visit me.
All right. DavidMurrow.com, DavidMurrow.com. That's David, MURROW.com. And words of wisdom, you only have one life to live here on earth, and you're going to have a legacy. In your one life to live, do you want to spend all of that life on the screens? Do you want to leave a legacy to your children, teaching them to only have their life on the screens? Hey, I want to tell you, there's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of emotional downside to all this screen time. And, you know, I'll just point to the fact that on Facebook, the wars that are going on Facebook right now, in all of the heightened emotions because of, well, the censorship from some of what some of you may deem to be your side and your content, and then the finger pointing and the blaming because, well, maybe the conservative worldview and the Christian worldview at the highest office and in the Congress is, they're going to have some very radical changes coming forth. Well, now is the time to reclaim your life. And we're doing that by talking about Drowning in Screen Time with author David Morrow. And by the way, DavidMorrow.com, you can plug in and be a part of his blog. Well, we know there's so many downsides. We only got about a few minutes left to talk about what is the practical way to go forward. Now, you know, we talk about what we say our kids ought to do, but let's take this tack, David. Parents are supposed to set the example. How do parents begin to set the example to turn the corner, reclaim their lives so they then can reclaim their children's lives?
Well, that's a really good point. You do have to, you know, kids are going to follow your example more than your teaching, more than your words. So one of the things I advise families strongly to do is to have screen-free evenings. When the family comes together at the dinner table, we collect all the phones, the iPads, the tablets, et cetera, and we put them on chargers. And then the rest of the screen-free, or if we choose to, we do a screen activity together, which is like watch a movie together, stuff, something like that. The problem is we don't want to fracture. What's happening is families are each using their individual screens, and we're all together in the house, but we're not together. We're not paying attention to each other. And that's really the problem. It's called being alone together. So you want to avoid that by just having screen-free, starting at dinner time, and then have the whole evening. If you're going to read a book together as a family, that's a really healthy thing to do. Go for a walk, go for a bike ride, you know, enjoy those great Florida evenings. And really focus on some family time in the evening. And that's probably the best thing you can do as a parent is to have screen-free evenings.
And I want to tell you, there's good content. And I tell you what I got to watch. I have David Morrell. I got three or four of our nation's pastors, as some I know and I work with. So I subscribe to their YouTube channel. And so a lot of them, especially right now, are putting great content out. And as I'm trying to make sure I'm hearing from God by hearing how he is speaking through the Spirit to our leaders. But I tell you what, once you identify and they start doing those logarithms and all that kind of thing, they know exactly what to keep putting in front of me. And it's not bad stuff. Sometimes it's just too much good stuff. Let's discuss that as one of the things that we may want to turn the corner here on.
Well, if you're using your screens to consume good Bible teaching, I can think of a few things better. So, you know, that's great. There are really, you know, it's not like you should bury your screens in the backyard. You want to use them for good. So, yeah, if you're following a couple of good pastors who have good, solid teaching, then by all means, do that. But do be aware of algorithms. Algorithms can keep sending you good content, and before you know it, you're consuming 9 hours of good content a day, and your life is focused on the screen too much, and you're missing out on real life.
Yeah, that's the point. And that's the... It's funny because there's so many different ways that this manifests itself. It's really insidious. So I really want you to go out and register. Go to our website right now, letstalkfaith.com. It's our Salem Book of the Month, Drowning in Screen Time, a lifeline for adults, parents, teachers, ministers who want to reclaim their real lives. And we're talking with David Merle. I got 2 signed copies from David, 3 others. And it'll be up. You can register every day until the end of the month. So we got about a minute left. David, promote your blog a little bit here and tell us about additional content that folks can get in with the worldview issues you deal with.
Yeah, davidmurrow.com is a great place to connect with me. I've also got a website at churchformen.com. And I've got a crazy audacious offer in 2021. You know, all churches are having a tough time. I'm offering to speak free of charge to any church that'll bring me in. Just I'll come in for expenses. If you've got a group of like 250 or more, you can also bring me in via Zoom. And so, you know, I really do, this is my gift to the church in 2021. I really want to inform churches about these issues surrounding screens. And I've got a very good, engaging talk built around 5 parables. We take a couple of parables from the Bible and a couple of modern-day parables, mix those in. And I think it's a good, engaging talk about screens for any age, whether you're an adult or a child. And, you know, I'd really like to connect with some pastors and churches in Florida and in your area who might be interested in having me come in and talk. And let's get some awareness about the screen time, and let's get our eyes focused back on Jesus and off our screen.
Amen. And again, the book is Drowning in Screen Time. You can go to that blog or website at davidmorrow.com. That's M-U-R-R-O-W. David, thank you very much, my friend, and God certainly has anointed you with the message of 2021, and we'll get you back, but thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Bill. It's been my pleasure.
God bless you.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.